Today is Friday, November 22nd. Maxine Carolyn Patch, 95 of Muscadet, died Sunday. Funeral services will be held today at 11 at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Muscadet, with burial to follow in the Muscadet Cemetery. Friends may call at St. Peter's Lutheran Church this morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be directed to St. Peter's Lutheran Church, the Muscadet Library, Pine Valley Community Village, or the Riverdale Food Pantry. The Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet is assisting the family of Maxine Carolyn Patch, 95 of Muscadet. Jackie L. Duncan Durst, age 51, died Sunday at Gunderson Boscobel Hospital. A celebration of life will be held today from 4 to 7 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to the family. Jackie L. Duncan Durst, age 51. Robert Dobber Dobson, 80 of Muscadet, died November 12th. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 until 3, with a time of sharing at 3 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. If the weather is good, please bring your classic car or muscle car for the last car show for Dobber. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to the family for a scholarship fund for technical education. Robert Dobber Dobson, 80 of Muscadet. Ryan Chambers, 19 of Richland Center, died Tuesday. Funeral services will be held Friday, November 29th at 4 at the Richland Center Community Center. Burial will be held Saturday, November 30th at 11 at the Czech National Cemetery, with the funeral procession leaving the Pratt Memorial Chapel at 10:30. Friends may call at the Richland Center Community Center Friday, November 29th from noon until 4. In lieu of flowers, donations may be directed to the family for a scholarship in Ryan's name. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Ryan Chambers, 19 of Richland Center. Doreen Alice Cradwell, 69 of Highland, died Sunday. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, December 1st, from 1 to 5 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. In lieu of flowers, donations to Next Gen ALS would be appreciated. Doreen Alice Cradwell, 69 of Highland.